Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to introduce you the four talented personalities who this week are playing Just a Minute. We welcome back Derek Nimmer, Wendy Richard, and Paul Merton, and also to play the game for only the second time, Stephen Fry. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as always, I'm going to ask our four players of the game if they can talk on the subject that I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. Let us begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is a good hand. Can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I left Hong Kong Harbour. The boat was called Juliana, captained by a dear friend of mine called Oliver Vaughan, sailing down to Manila. When we got there, we realised that we needed a good hand, because although we were very accomplished amateur seals, we weren't really quite clever enough.
Yes. Well, it was earlier on, really. It seemed so deviated, but by the time he got round to it, it sort of vaguely come to some kind of sense, I suppose, about a good hand being necessary, but it was the usual name-dropping stuff about Hong Kong being strung out. All the time. But no, it was lovely. I don't know. I resent everything I've just said.
It was lovely, and name-dropping. But it was a long time before he got to
think
good...
Hong Kong is name-dropping. Dropping.
You were mumbling over your words, dear. I mean, you couldn't understand what you said, so I think that comes as hesitation.
Kong.
I'm not talking about Hong Kong. We've all got used to you place dropping. It was you were fumbling about with sailors, Derek.
Derek, I've never known them all be so much against you. I can't imagine why. Stephen, you have a correct challenge. There are 43 seconds. You get a point for that, of course, and you can take over the subject of a good hand starting now.
Ace, king, queen, jack, 10 of spades, for example, would be a magnificent hand in the game of draw poker, or stud variation of that particular pastime, naturally. It means a hand because it's named after the five fingers. There are that number of cards dealt you in this particular pursuit, which we all love and adore. A good hand was also an 18th century slang term for a very good whipster or manager of horses. I wonder why my voice is going like this. However, that's not supremely relevant. It's a good hand, to return to the subject in hand, as it were, is also, of course, a helpful person.
Derek Nimmer, chance.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did say of course more than once. Yes. Derek, you have a correct challenge. You have 4 seconds to tell us something about a good hand, starting now.
It's always been said that Clement Freud has a very good hand.
Paul Merton, challenge.
I just couldn't bear it, really. On humanitarian grounds. deviating from his normal speaking voice.
Absolutely. Very devious, the whole thing. Paul, you have half a second to tell us something about a good hand, starting now.
A good hand...
Whoever is speaking as the whistle goes gets an extra point. It was Paul Merton, so he has the lead at the end of that round. Stephen Fry, would you take the next round? The subject is cows. You can take it as cows with an E or cows without an E.
Oh, how sweet of you. How nice.
Wish I hadn't said it now. You have 60 seconds, Stephen, starting now.
Edwina Curry and Margaret Thatcher were both, I believe, in power at the time of bovine spongiform encephalitis, which was a disease that struck cows. This may strike some people as being remarkably relevant and germane.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Also, Edwina Curry wasn't in power at the time. She resigned quite a long time.
Well done, Derek. 44 seconds for you on cows starting
now. I would think that Nicholas Parsons probably is a sacred cow. He's a sort of person that really can't be touched by any kind of insult.
Stephen Fry challenge.
I had a spot of hesitation. Am I ever reading the situation?
No,
I am, yes.
No, no. He was about to pay me a compliment for the first time, so he's going to continue.
I doubt it.
So, Derek, an incorrect challenge, another point to you. 37 seconds, cows, starting
now. I'm adding it down to Cows Week with a good hand. It's very important, I think, to have a splendid semen.
Stephen.
Now, that was a hesitation, wasn't it?
That was hesitation, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it says. Yes, and Wendy, that's a very dirty laugh. Watch it, please. Stephen, there are 31 seconds for you to tell us something about cows, starting now.
The most delightful, placid, ruminant quadrupeds you could find are cows. Aren't they worshipped by the Hindu? And who can doubt them? Because these creatures provide milk, all kinds of dairy produce, as well as their spouses offering meat for the discerning eater.
Derek Nimmerchand.
No, that's not why the Hindus worship them, because they didn't eat them. That was the whole point of the
thing. Yes, yes, no, I said who can blame them, because that's all. I didn't say that was the reason. I'm just saying who can blame them.
Meat.
Yes.
Well, you're a Hindu, you know, you don't eat them over fruit.
No, I know that. I didn't say you did.
I just said who can blame them. Conversation.
I'd like to query this word spouse. I mean, do they undergo some ceremony?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, they nose into a little field.
It's a bit more basic, the ceremony they go under, I can tell you, you know. The cow's taken to the bull and they're married.
They're married, are they?
It's not sanctified.
Listen, I thought we were playing just a minute.
I agree with your challenge. You have 17 seconds to tell us something about cows, starting now.
Me? Oh, it's my guess. I wasn't quite sure who you came into. Cows I like very much in the summertime. It's a wonderful 7 days of nautical exploits. And if you have a jolly jack tar beside you, when you get on to your catch and sail away round the island...
Well, Derek Nimmer was speaking then as the whistle went and gained an extra point for doing so. Wendy, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is chance. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Poker, liar dice, roulette, shemmy are all games of chance, none of which, I hasten to add, do I partake in, because I am not a gambler at all, although I have on the odd occasion had to visit the dog tracks, usually for a charity night, and that is when you take a chance on which creature is going to come in first, second or third place. I'm not very good at making these forecasts. I usually tend to panic and change the numbers. And that's when I find my first two ideas.
Stephen Fry, challenge.
Yeah, repetition of first, the first two and first, second and third earlier on.
First, second and third, yes, and the first two. Times. Well, listen, Stephen, 27 seconds for you to tell us something
about...
Suddenly
the villain of the piece now. I'm sorry.
Yes. Chance, starting now.
Well, Gregorian chants are amongst my favourite, I suppose. Medieval monastic.
Derek Nemo.
That certainly has a T.
That has a T. Those are chants, and this is chants.
That's what I said, Gregorian chants. The word is chants. It's identical in sound. Chants, chants.
No, not it. Not if you have good diction, and I know it's disappointing, but they are chants.
More than just good diction. You need to have peculiar teeth.
Chants.
Well, I'll take
well
the word.
Tried.
Thanks.
You're trying harder than the regulars.
Well, fair enough.
Really, you've learned very, very fast, Stephen. I disagree.
Fast.
I agree with your challenge. You have 23 seconds for chance, starting now.
It began again last time with me, is it, oh sorry. It takes up a good few seconds.
Yes. Repetition of me, oh sorry.
It was one, because it's very difficult to understand your brain.
Stephen got in there. So, Stephen, you have 22 seconds to tell us something about chance, starting now.
We were chatting nimbly the other week, weren't we, about Simon Raven, who lives in Deal, whose novels deal with the malice of time and chance.
Derek Nimmer, chance.
Two deals.
Two deals.
Oh, yes, isn't that good? Because they're different. Isn't that silly? God.
You
Arts.
I know it's difficult at your age. I will speak very simply. You won. With 15 seconds to go, starting
if you
now.
You want to play any kind of game of chance, the best place to go to is Las Vegas, that extraordinary town in Nevada. I remember going to the loo in that city and hearing someone win the jackpot in the next cubicle because the arms were absolutely everywhere. It probably was the most exciting moment of my life.
Derry, you were speaking to Sir Wen, gained an extra point, and you've increased your lead at the end of that round. Paul Merton, your turn to begin. The subject is My Best Behaviour. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I'm always on my best behaviour when I come along to record Just a Minute. I listen patiently and carefully to what my other contestants are saying. I don't interrupt. I don't challenge them.
Wendy challenged.
You said don't twice.
Yeah, there were too many don'ts, I'm afraid. So Wendy got in with 48 seconds to tell us something about My Best Behaviour, starting now.
I always try to be on my best behaviour, unlike some of my fellow compatriots on this programme.
Stephen Fry.
What's all this drivel about fellow compatriots? Compatriot means a fellow countryman anyway, so it's a deviant tautology.
Well, I think you are. It may be a touch of tautology, but on the other hand, you are also compatriots of hers, even if you are contestants. You're all of the same.
Well, you're all fellows, aren't you?
Yes. So I think you're getting a bit too keen.
Yes,
now,
I'm sorry, I am, you're right. A little rush of blood to the head there, darling.
40 seconds, Wendy, an incorrect challenge. You have another point, and you have 40 seconds to tell us more about My Best Behaviour, starting now.
I always do.
And Stephen Fry challenge.
She always begins, I always, and she did last time.
I always do, yes, I'm afraid so, yes.
Go on, then.
Yeah.
Don't get on the wrong side of her.
Dangerous looks I'm getting now.
Wendy, you did repeat, I'm afraid, and Stephen got in with a correct challenge, and you have 39 seconds, Stephen, to tell us something about My Best Behaviour, starting now.
My best behaviour, I suppose, tends to arise in any moment of some kind of tension when one is literally on one's best behaviour, trying not to say the thoughts that come to your mind.
Wendy, Richard challenge.
Did we have two tries?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did try too hard there, I'm afraid, Stephen. Well, Wendy, you've got back in. I've done the point, 29 seconds, My Best Behaviour, starting now.
Best behaviour is very important. One cannot go rushing about willy-nilly upsetting others all over the place. I certainly don't think so anyway. My best behaviour, I think, is to try and sit quietly, which is quite an achievement for me, in the corner somewhere and watch other people disporting themselves, usually in some rowdy or noisy manner. I was all...
Stephen Fry challenge.
I leapt into a bit of a hole there, a bit of a...
Yeah, there was a hesitation, yes,
hole.
Stephen. So you cleverly got in with only 3 seconds to go to tell us more about My Best Behaviour, starting now.
When confronted with members of the royal dynasties of other countries, it's always as well to be on one...
Stephen Fry was then speaking as a whistle. Wen gained that extra point, which is so valuable. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject, keys. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Key is rather a useful word, really. It can be used, perhaps, say, to the Mediterranean, Gibraltar is the key. Also, St. Peter...
Stephen Fry, challenge.
Yeah, hesitation.
It was a hesitation, yes. 52 seconds for you to tell us something about keys, Stephen, starting now.
Keys in Florida are said to be very splendid. There's Key West, which I believe is the southernmost part of that country, and there's Key Largo in a famous film with Edward G. Robinson, of course. And there are the keys in West...
Wendy, Richard Charles.
But Key...
Right.
Oh, nice
keys.
Point.
That's
like
right.
It.
Keys is the subject on the card. Can't repeat keys, but he repeated key. Well, listen, Wendy, you have 42 seconds to tell us something about keys, starting now.
I'm very grateful for Stephen Fry for interrupting Derek Nimmo at the start of this round. I thought we were going to be given another list.
A Paul Merton challenge.
Deviation. We haven't got round to the subject of keys yet.
No,
I
no.
was just coming to it. You'd have loved it, what I was
who can
say?
Who can say?
Who can say? No, I think you have to establish much earlier that you're on the subject of keys. And so I agree with you, Paul. Deviation. 35 seconds. Keys starting now.
Some people like to use a key ring as a kind of sign of masculinity. They have this bunch of keys hanging down by their waistcoat, and you find out that most of these actual keys are for no good reason at all. There may be a key for the green...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
You said key twice as opposed to keys.
You said keyring, which is a hyphenated word.
Keyring is hyphenated. He didn't say keys.
I didn't say four twice, but then you didn't challenge it.
So, no, he didn't say key twice. Paul, you have another point for an incorrect challenge, and you still have the subject of keys, starting now.
When I was 21 years old exactly, I was given the key to the door. Unfortunately, I wasn't told which particular wooden partition this was, so I would go round London thrusting this key into various keyholes.
And Stephen Fry challenge.
That's two keys, key to the door and the key, thrusting this particular key.
The keys is the subject, is what Wendy's challenge was, and you had two singular key there. 4 seconds for you, Stephen, on the subject of keys starting now.
The West Indian keys are spelled very differently, naturally enough. Key can also mean company.
I was then speaking as the whistle went, and he's now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo at the end of that round. Then's Wendy Richard and Paul Merton following in that order. And Stephen Fry, your turn to begin. The subject is morphology. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
There are two distinct meanings to morphology. The first is kind of biological, natural history word. It means the science of form. The Greek morphos means shape, as in metamorphosis. The other kind is grammatical and is used as an assignation...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of kind.
Yes, you talked about the first kind, now the other kind, yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed.
I don't particularly want this, but...
the audience have gone deathly quiet. Lost in amazement at your depth of knowledge and your erudition. Is there 33 seconds for you to tell us something, Paul, about morphology, starting now?
There is a children's character made out of plasticine called Morph, and I do believe that his name is a...
Stephen Fry challenge.
Oh, no, he said named, didn't he? That was a meaningless interruption. But I'm so sorry.
It was an incorrect challenge.
Yes,
Paul has another point. Yeah. 30 seconds on morphology, starting now.
Any copy of the Oxford English Dictionary will contain the word...
Stephen Fry challenge.
Not a copy with that page ripped out. That.
I was going to say helicopter then.
Yeah, I'm going to say the H page ripped out. Yeah. Not have helicopter.
And only someone as mean as you think of a challenge like that. He was not strictly deviating from the basic rules of Just a Minute, sir. Paul, you keep the subject another point. 25 seconds of morphology starting now.
I had a pet dog once that I called Morphology, and I would take it for a walk in the park, and I would shout out, Morphology! 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 And this canine would look around and wondered who was calling its name, and it would be me, Morphology. Name and name.
That's a name.
Because you said it before, named, and now you've got the name again.
Yeah. Oh, blimey.
Yes.
Well, I only did metal work at school.
Stephen, you have 9 seconds to tell us more about morphology, starting now.
As an instance of the way the term is used, one might say that the morphology of a human being is to have a single head, 2 ears, 5 fingers per hand.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of fingers, 5 fingers.
Well, it's deviation. It's 4 fingers and 2 thumbs.
That's what I meant.
One might say that, and many people do say that. One might say that a human being's morphology is such that it has 5 fingers. And, well, one might, young Nicholas.
Tactics they employ. You didn't say that, even though you might have tried to convey it. So Paul has another point and a correct challenge. 1 second on morphology, starting now.
My house...
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, got an extra point for doing so, and he is now equal in second place for Derek Nimmo. Our leader, 1 point ahead, is Stephen Fry.
Can a wing manager better whistle than that? It's pathetic noise.
It's your turn to begin. The subject is pop, and you have 60 seconds as usual, and you start now.
Now, does this mean pop as in music, or pop as in fizzy drinks?
Derek Nimmo challenged.
To as in.
As in. Don't ask the question, just take the subject and talk on pop whichever way you like, Wendy.
I know. Then once I'd established, you see, I was going to have 2 avenues down which
to
travel.
I'd save it. Derek,
you have 55 seconds after a correct challenge to tell us something about pop, starting now.
Up and down the city road, in and out the eagle, that's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel, because if you frequent that particular hostelry named after a bird of prey and drank a great deal, then you would have to go to a pawnbroker's and get rid of your weasel.
And Stephen Fry challenge.
Well, that's our second weasel, isn't it?
Yes, underlined. You've had the weasel too often. 35 seconds for pop, starting now.
Pop. I've just done it. It's a word used by sound engineers for that rather plosive noise on a pee that you make against a microphone, for which there is...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation, you can't pee against a microphone.
Well, I don't know. We had a pee and a whistle a few minutes ago.
Give Derek a point for that. Stephen, you have an incorrect challenge, so you can have another point, and you keep the subject, and it is pop. 26 seconds are left, starting now.
A friendly diminutive endearment for one's papa is pop, isn't it? One's father. It's a very... Oh, once.
Wendy, challenge.
Two ones.
Well done, yes. Wendy, you have 20 seconds to tell us something about pop, starting now.
I'm not a great fan of pop music. I find...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of music.
You mentioned music right at the beginning.
Oh, well, it was so long ago. I've forgotten. I'm sorry.
Paul Merton, you have 17 seconds taking over the subject of pop, starting now.
Pop can be an abbreviation of popular, and it popped up quite a few times in the early 60s. Pop music, indeed, was...
Wendy...
Music.
No, he hadn't said music before, you had.
You're buzzing yourself.
So, Paul, challenge, and 8 seconds left for pop starting now.
And then, of course, there was pop art, a movement in this country that people such as Peter Blake, the artist, were extremely well known for.
Well, at the end of that round, an interesting situation. Stephen Fry and Paul Merton are now equal in the lead, only 1 point ahead of Derek Nimmo, and then Wendy following a little behind. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject, bottoming out. Will you take that any way you wish? And you have 60 seconds, as usual. Start now.
Stephen Fry said to me before the show began tonight, he said, I'm afraid I'm bottoming out.
Stephen Fry.
2 cents. Said to me, he said. Well,
yes, he did.
What did I say, by the way? I'm sorry.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah. We may not. You got in very rapidly then, Stephen, and the 56 seconds are left, and you tell us now something about bottoming out, starting now.
The term, like so many popular ones these days, is originally American. It refers to a vectorial graph where something reaches a bottom, its base plateau, if you like, and continues along it. This is said to be bottoming out. Our Chancellor has claimed that our recession is bottoming out at the moment. It's scraping or bumping along the bottom, others prefer to say. However, bottoming out...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Two bottoms.
Yes, two bottoms.
Yes, there were two bottoms, yes. Two bottoms. Derek, well, listen, you have a point, you have 33 seconds, and you tell us now something about bottoming out, starting now.
My dear lamented late mother-in-law, one Lily Brown, of Clapham Road in Liverpool, bottomed out late in her life and became quite large in that particular area. To the Bon Marché shop in Liverpool, and she tried on...
Stephen Fry.
You had Liverpool twice there, I think.
Yes, you had Liverpool before. Clapham Road, Liverpool.
I know.
Sorry. Makes a change from Hong Kong, doesn't it?
Yes, Stephen, 17 seconds for you to tell us more about bottoming him out, starting now.
The great British workman is famed for bottoming out. He'll bend down to pick up a shovel and whips! There are those two splendid cheeks with a little bit of hair down the cleft, peeping out at us for all to see. The road menders and the drillers of pneumatic drills always seem to bottom out in public. Nobody quite knows why, but it's rather enjoyable as a sort of tourist sight.
Audience here have obviously seen what you described. Yes, I must say. Stephen, you kept going until the whistle went, so you gained that extra point, and you've actually taken the lead at the end of that round, ahead of Paul Merton and Derek Nimmo, equal in second place, and then Wendy. And Stephen, your turn to begin. Fishing. Will you tell us something about fishing in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Fishing sounds very like the Cantonese for underpants. I assume, however, you're referring to the pescatorial arts, those of coarse fishing, fly fishing, and any other kind of fishing one might care to mention. I'm not a great fisherman, as it happens, Nicholas. This may or may not interest you. I know little about it. I did some fishing.
We didn't we? May or may not.
Oh, yeah.
May or may not.
God.
45 seconds. Wendy, you picked it up. Fishing. Will you tell us something about that subject, starting now?
My husband is keen on fishing, and some years ago, when we were in Ireland, it was his birthday, and off he went fishing. A boat was arranged for him. He came back with this specimen fish, and he got a certificate and a badge from the Irish Fishing Board. This was all very marvellous for him, and I was very proud of him.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Too many hymns.
Yes, there are too many hymns.
Oh, it's such a little word.
I know. Well, obviously, I mean, you didn't get in on it, but... I've got to be fair, she did say hymn more than once, so, Derek, you came in and you have a correct challenge. 23 seconds are left for fishing starting now.
I think probably the most exciting days of fishing I've ever had in my life was in the Rakai River on the South Island of New Zealand. We were staying at Mount Snowdon Station, and we went down into the river, and there are casting...
Stephen Fry challenge.
Second river, though.
Yes.
Went down into the river.
You can't possibly fish unless you've got a river, can you?
True. But you really need one. Just need the one. One river will do.
The river once. Stephen.
Or a pond.
15 seconds to tell us something about fishing, starting now.
As a young person, I would occasionally fish for sticklebacks in the lakes.
Yes, there was a hesitation there.
Not many.
Wendy, you've got 10 seconds on fishing, starting now.
To get back to my original story, I heard the tale of this amazing thing that Paul had caught for 6 months afterwards.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of caught.
Yes, you came back because you caught a fish before, you see.
Oh. That's right. I thought you'd all be interested to hear how it
yeah,
finished.
Yeah, we were.
Well,
what happened,
well,
Wendy?
Well, tell us, there's only half a second ago. What actually happened?
Well, no, that was it. He just still talked about it for 6 months afterwards. I mean, he still goes on about it now.
That's the payoff
pretty
to the story.
Pretty flabby story, Wendy.
You should get him on repetition.
Yes.
Paul, you got in cleverly with half a second to go on fishing starting now.
J.R. Hartley.
Paul Merton was speaking as the whistle went, gained that all-important extra point. I don't think you'd have won anyway, Wendy, but you did do very well. You finished in fourth place, but a lot of points. Derek Nimmo was in third place, a lot of points. Stephen Fry, who's only played the game once before, got a tremendous number of points. And he finished in second place, but just 1 point ahead of him, Paul Merton. This edition of Just a Minute, and it only remains for me to say, on behalf of all four of our clever and amusing contestants, Wendy Richard, Derek Nimmo, Paul Merton and Stephen Fry, and Ling, who's been keeping the score, and also the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and our producer, Sarah Smith, and me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed playing it and will want to be with us again the next time we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.